Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, it's always a pleasure to have you here with us and doing
always
something
a little bit different.
I suppose there is sort of a somber tinge to it. Last Monday,
yes,
the 75th anniversary, 27 January 1945, the first Ukrainian front of the Red Army liberated those who had been left in Auschwitz. And because of that, and because of the fact that it was the year before last, you and I actually went over to Krakow.
We did,
and
spent a lovely weekend. August 2018, that's right.
We spent a lovely weekend in Krakow and we visited Auschwitz as well. We thought it would be timely maybe to revisit that.
Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of people ask me about this and a lot of people say, you know, they really want to go. And I know there's a lot of people actually going there this year now. The very nice thing about it, of course, is you're talking about obviously Poland and you're beside Krakow, of course, which is a beautiful city. But they go hand in hand together. And as you said there, this is the 75th anniversary of the Red Army's liberation of Auschwitz. And I suppose just to give people a little bit of an idea, which they might know already, like in just over 5 years, over 1 million people were murdered at Auschwitz. I mean, it was the largest and deadliest of the concentration camps. It was established in 1940 in the outskirts of where we were, of course. It's outside in Oswiecim, Polish city that the Germans annexed. But the terror of it, remember I was on crutches when I went there. Remember I'd broken
That's
my
right,
leg and
yeah.
It was like 38 degrees heat. Remember? I remember I was walking around and I felt completely numbed. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
It's a very sort of surreal experience. And what's very strange is, on the one hand, you're very conscious of the horror. And on the other hand, you're looking at these buildings now and they kind of look a little, some of them, incongruous, really.
Yeah, but that is the whole thing when you're there. It is incongruous. And you mean, you're talking like, you know, these almost like, you know, wooden. I mean, when you think long ago of like, you know, camps you'd go away to, like, but, you know, chalets and that kind of, I mean, big wooden structures. And I mean, you know, with all the kind of toilets. I remember the heat there. You can imagine what it was like.
Now, that was in Bergen-Belsen.
That's right,
which
sorry.
Which is the second camp.
Yes.
In Auschwitz, the first camp itself, it's brick buildings.
Oh, yeah.
What I would recommend for anybody, and really, I think if you do go to Krakow, you actually should go and see Auschwitz. You should visit and pay respects.
Yeah.
But what we did, and I think that maybe I would advise people to do it a bit differently to us, Ed, it was around lunchtime when we got there. I would recommend that people go first thing in the morning as early as possible because you need the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. If I do go back there ever again, I mean, I would say you're right. I would avoid weekends because it was very, very busy. But I mean, when you walk under that sign, you know, Arbeit macht frei, and you go in and then you get the sense of the guide was incredible, you know, and you see all these shoes and you see bags and hair, and it's hard to explain it, isn't it, to people?
It just
overwhelms you completely.
And it, you know, to be honest, I think it's impossible to get your head around it.
It is. You're an observer, really, aren't you? You're just observing and you're thinking to yourself, like, how did that ever happen, you know? And people didn't apparently even like really know about it. And but you know, just the actual logistics of it, I mean, it is just mind-numbing.
Some people think that maybe to visit it is too macabre and that perhaps we shouldn't do it. I would disagree with that. And
totally.
I think in fairness,
I agree with you.
The Polish people and the Germans too have been very respectful in how they have turned this into a museum, basically.
Oh, I mean, 100%. And I think the great thing about it is, and I know, you know, like, for example, did you remember Norway? I mean, there was Norwegian Jews that were sent down and, you know, all the schools in Norway, they all visit Auschwitz every year. It's just part of their curriculum. So they never forget.
No, and we should never forget.
And I think that is really, really something special, especially, I suppose, if when you were a country that was involved in it. But I mean, it was, it is really something that stands there, you know, and to remember all those people that suffered it. And when you think about the people that were talking the other day or during the week, you know, that survived it. And, you know, you hear their stories and you think, God, look, and they tell about how they got out and just the resilience. The fact that, yes, you know, some people were lucky enough to get out of there and tell the story
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. Now, it is quite a big place. So I would also recommend that you do a little bit of your own homework before you go. There's lots of tours going on from different countries and different languages. And really, the recommendation is that you do book yourself on one of these tours. You can actually walk around it yourself. I would say
go do the tour. Then if you go early enough in the morning, you'll have some time to walk around yourself, Auschwitz 1, to go perhaps into buildings that we didn't get a chance to go into. And then you can spend the afternoon going to Bergen-Belsen. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that is the thing to do. And then you will experience the beautiful city of Krakow.
Oh,
and
gorgeous.
Just to talk about that for a minute, I mean, the Old Town Square, I think, must be one of the most impressive medieval locations in Europe. It is just absolutely breathtaking. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, of course. The buildings are amazing. The Market Square, St. Mary's Basilica, the Underground, all these lovely museums there, the Town Hall Tower, fabulous concerts. Remember, we went to
music,
a beautiful
Chopin.
Remember, and she played the piano,
yes.
And oh my God,
it was stunning.
Like goosebumps.
It was lovely because it was very inexpensive. This was around tea time, I think. It was around 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we went
an
in, and it was an hour and a half, and you got a glass of wine. It was
That's very civilized.
Yeah. And this
beautiful
woman came out and she played a Chopin recital, and I was in bits.
Yeah, I know.
I was crying. And
it was wonderful, wasn't it? We left our friend outside eating ice cream. Do you remember? He wasn't a culture
bit
vulture
of a heathen
like us.
Idea, yeah.
But anyway, he was a photographer, wasn't he? He was snapping away somewhere. But the old synagogue, of course, as well. I mean, you know, you'll see that there, the 15th century synagogue, that has a brilliant Jewish museum there. And do not miss Schindler's Factory. That's very, very interesting. And the whole story about how he saved so many Jewish people there. Staying there is fabulous. Do you remember the beautiful craft beers there? There's one fabulous pub and every table has a Singer sewing machine on it.
Do you know what? You've just read my mind.
It's fabulous, wasn't it? But it's like you go back in time.
It was so good that we kept going back there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a fabulous place to go. And you know what? It is so inexpensive.
It is. It's incredibly good. I love that one. Dean, my friend, he says, you know, we were a very musical family. Even the sewing machine was a Singer. You know, I love that line. But this is a bar complete everywhere. You know those big old black ones? It was great crap. But the food.
Street food is
amazing.
Amazing
food. Do you remember the street food again?
I do.
That was fabulous. Because I stayed on for a week. Do you remember I rented an apartment actually? And it was the best, most beautiful experience. If you wanted to take a week or two off and immerse yourself in that whole old world culture, the other thing not to miss is the salt mines. They are incredible. They have a great thing there as well, the Krakow card. It's very cheap and you get that and it includes all the entries to everything and all sort of 40 attractions and everything like that. But you remember on the trams, you could use your credit card.
That's very advanced. Yeah.
And if you want any information on that, I would just say to people, you can go to visit Krakow and have a look there. We stayed in the Tulip Hotel in Kazimierz, and that was really, really nice. Great location.
Nice, yeah.
It was a grand hotel, wasn't
it? Was.
Very nice tourist hotel. Nice little cocktail bar there as well in the evening time. So that was lovely. And that area is well worth staying in. And of course, the beautiful, I was saying there to Carla, there's beautiful basilicas there. I did that as well. If you've been to Prague, you know, or Vienna, it's kind of similar type stuff, but it's got a complete charm of its own.
It does.
And again, great shopping.
It always loves the shopping, don't you?
Great, fabulous shops there as well outside. When you get out of the old town to the normal town, it's great.
If you want any more information too, always go to Click and Go because they have some great deals.
Yes, they have actually great deals. They've got 3-night packages from like €199. Brilliant stuff there, right? And they package it all up. Ryanair fly there, of course, which is great. Direct flights. And if you wanted to as well, by the way, you could do a 2-center there. Aer Lingus fly to Warsaw if you want to do a little tour around Poland. Fascinating country. And Wrocław, which is just up. You can get the train to Wrocław and you can fly back from Wrocław to Dublin and to Cork, and you can do a lovely 2-center there as well. So if you haven't discovered Poland and Krakow, but if you haven't been to Auschwitz on the occasion of the 75th anniversary, this would be a really good time to do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. All right, Ed. Okay, thank you for that. Anything else this week happened that we need to know about?
Yeah, Aer Lingus launched some new flights. Everyone loves Italy. Aer Lingus have launched 2 direct new flights for the summertime from Dublin to Sardinia, Alghero, and from Dublin to Puglia to Brindisi. And Sardinia is the most beautiful beaches, fantastic, if you like, unspoiled Italy. It's like a different part of Italy. It's like actually not Italy at all. It's like another country, but it's gorgeous. And Puglia is stunning. They have the most incredible food down there. And again, very good fares. Book early if you can. Italy is so brilliant, Carol, as you know.
I've never been to Italy.
OMG. OMG. Okay, we have to get you over. Yeah. Oh God, Lick Garda, Venice, and Verona.
I've never been to
my God.
Italy.
Yeah. No, it's really like Italy is. They say in Italy, in Italian, Italia non basta una vita, and that means for Italy, one life is not enough.
Well, I better get my skates on
so
then,
Karen,
you
better hurry up.
I better hurry up.
But you're on the cod liver oil anyway. So you're going to be around for a while, I'd say. Yeah.
Well, I hadn't made any plans now to pop the clogs yet, Ed. You never know. Anyway.
I'll have to take it easily then,
all right?
Yeah, we'll have a cornetto.
Okay, oh, we'll have two. We'll have two. Okay.
Just one cornetto.
No, I want two. All right then, Ed, as always, thank you for that. And if you have any
Grazie.
Questions for Ed of Travel Nature, then always please do get in touch with us.
Absolutely.
Ed at traveltalk.ie. And
Brilliant.
We'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend.